which is a further addition to our campus, for which there are great need in this part of the country. I thank you for giving me the opportunity to do so. It is well known that commerce and trade are the lifeblood of a nation's economy. Therefore, I hope, as students of commerce, you will realize that you are not only preparing yourself for a business or commercial career which would bring you monetary gain, but you will have a very important part to play in the general development of the country, on which the happiness and prosperity of the masses of the people depends. Let me recall to you what the Qaid-e-Azam said about the importance of trade and commerce. In the course of his address to the Karachi Chamber of Commerce on 27th of April 1948, he observed, "I can no more visualize a Pakistan without traders than I can one without cultivators or civil servants." I have no doubt that in Pakistan, traders and merchants will always be welcome, and that they, in building up their fortunes, will not forget their social responsibility for a fair and square meal to one and all, big or small. There is no doubt that prosperity of a country and the well-being of its people to a great extent depends on the way that businessmen handle the trade and commerce of the country. Our businessmen must take into consideration the needs and the purchasing power of the common man. If traders content themselves with a reasonable margin of profit, it will naturally attract a large number of consumers. Their needs will be met and they will feel contented. This, in the long run, will bring a better and surer return to the traders than is otherwise possible. Another important aspect of commerce is the maintenance of high standard of business integrity and quality of goods supplied. The name of a good trader should carry with it the guarantee that the goods be supplied are unadulterated and conform to the specified standards and requirements. In following this principle, he did not only serve his own interests, but also helped raise the prestige of his country in international commercial circles. As the Qaid-e-Azam remarked, commerce is more international than culture, and it behoves you to behave in such a way that the power and prestige of Pakistan gain added strength from every act of yours. I have no doubt the commerce of Pakistan would be an effective instrument in the establishment and maintenance of high standards of business integrity and practice. Before you pass out of this college, you will no doubt have acquired full knowledge of the science of commerce. But it is of vital importance that you also imbibe consciousness of these ethical values and principles, without which commerce degenerates into an instrument of misery and hardship. It is by your enlightened example and influence that you can create a proper climate in which trade and commerce will be conducive to the business happiness and prosperity of the people. Your field of study is connected with a profession that vitally affects the whole economic life of the country. The training you receive has a very wide field and it prepares you to undertake various occupations of life, that is, accountancy, banking, shipping, insurance, auditing, etc. All of these play a very important part in the economic life of the country. We are very short of qualified men in these professions. Before you should make up the leeway and fulfill the needs of the country as fast as you can. Remember, political independence without economic independence is a shadow without substance. Pakistan, you know, came into existence in response to the urges and aspirations of the people who wanted a state of their own. In order to realize their destiny according to their own faith, culture and ideology. This called for a struggle entailing untold sufferings and sacrifices which the people willingly bore. It was the glory of Pakistan movement, led by the Qaeda Azam, that it derived its strength and motivating force from the will and aspirations of the people. This enthusiasm was aroused because they saw the wisdom of high ideal and they found their innermost aspirations embroiled in the Pakistan movement. Thus alone are the people roused to heights of endeavor and sacrifice. The Pakistan movement was directed in a democratic spirit by democratic methods towards democratic ends. Namely, the establishment of a free social order based on Islamic principles, wherein the will of the people would prevail, and wherein they would be free from fear, want and distress. Pakistan inshallah, will live and survive by constantly keeping in view the broad objectives which alone can inspire and enthuse the people and lead them to the path of effort and, if need be, suffering and sacrifice. Moral force, the force that springs from integrity and character and willingness to suffer and sacrifice for a just cause, is greater than any force and always prevails in the end. That is a great lesson taught to us by history and by the example of Pakistan movement and the Qaeda Azam. Let us translate this lesson again into practice. As future custodians of the country, great responsibility will fall on you. Prepare yourselves to shoulder it. In every walk of life, you may be called upon to do so, honestly, sincerely, and selflessly. You are the future hopes and aspirations of the nation, and I hope you will come up to the expectations visualized by Qaeda Azam. May God help you to success.